Welcome to this edition of the Money Pit Top Products Podcast. I'm Tom Kreitler. Well, for its speed and power, a brad nailer is the perfect choice for many woodworking projects, including trim and molding, baseboards, furniture, and cabinetry. Now, those of you who use one on a regular basis know it can be an indispensable tool, but the experts at Bostitch thought that the traditional brad nailer could use a few improvements, so the company addressed the top four user concerns and came up with a brand new product. It's called the Smart Point Brad Nailer, and here to tell us more is George Silvera, a global product manager for Bostitch. One thing that's cool about the way you guys approach the manufacturing process is you never leave well enough alone, and you know that there's always a better way to build a new mousetrap, so to speak, and you guys have done that once again with the brad nailer. So let's start with your research. When you looked into the product category, what were some of the main concerns that the users had about using a brad nailer?
We spent a lot of time talking to the users, and four things kept coming up during our discussions that weren't being addressed with the brad nailers today. First one is that the way that the tool nose is designed, they're rectangular, they're kind of large, it's tough to get into tight areas. Additionally, with that type of design, you're not exactly sure where the nail is actually going to penetrate the material that you're working with. The tools are designed with a safety. You have to basically engage against the work so that you can then pull the trigger and actuate. What happens by engaging against the work, it can leave marks or you move your material out of the way. And lastly, that safety, moving up and down, sometimes contaminants get in and it slows down the product and could slow down your operation.
Well, I could definitely sympathize with a number of those. I mean, by its very nature, if you're going to use a brad nail, you're going to be doing fine work more often than not. And so you do need to get into those tight spots. And when you're using a nail that has a large rectangular head, not only can you not get in there, but you never know exactly if the nail is going to end up, you know, exactly where you want it. And sometimes you miss and ends up sort of half out, and it becomes very difficult and very challenging to continue with the project. So you guys took these four areas of concern and then sort of redesigned the new Smart Point nailer. So how does that change? Let's start with the nose. Is it different shape? Is it smaller? How do we get more accurate with the tight spots?
The first improvement is we changed the physical look or design of the nose. It's actually like a V shape, so it comes down towards a point, so that allows you to get into those tighter areas and improves your visibility.
So you know exactly where the nail is going to exit the tool, in other words.
Correct. The other improvement that we made besides the nose coming to a V is that we actually eliminated the separate contact trip or the safety. It is actually now built into the nose. It's integrated into the nose. The nose will actually move up and down. So you don't have this other mechanism that wraps around the tool and limits your visibility as well as increases the size of the nose of the product.
Okay, so just to kind of restate that, so the contact trip was actually a separate part of the mechanical system, and you had to have that in contact as well as the nose to actuate the gun, and now the trip is actually part of the nose mechanism too? It's all joined into one unit?
Yes, that was the challenge to our engineers, which they were able to solve.
Yeah, I bet. And in doing so, you didn't have to add any additional pressure to the gun, because I know you mentioned that you were concerned about the marring of it. And so you would think that that would add some more pressure on the tip to where you're touching the surface. But you're able to achieve that without adding additional pressure that could possibly scratch the surface?
Yeah, so the third improvement that was made is typically the way the safeties work, not only are they a separate piece, but you have to, as you mentioned, push against the work so that the safety compresses and then it allows the tool to fire. We've actually designed the nose where it is in the up position, or the contact trip is biased towards the tool. So all you have to do is place the product against your work and pull the trigger. It'll realize that there's material there and allow you to fire. If you were to take it off your material and try to pull the trigger, the nose will extend out, alerting the tool that it's not safe to fire and it will not fire a nail.
We're talking with Jorge Silvera. He is a global product manager for Bostitch about the new Bostitch brad nailer. This tool has the world's first smart point nose that makes nail placement easier in tight spaces. and it has an integrated contact trip that doesn't need to be compressed in order to fire. Now, in addition to developing those advances in the tool, I understand that the product is also oil-free, and that's nice because, again, when you're working with fine work, sometimes you work with fabric in connection with a brad nailer, you always have the risk of oil stains, so it seems like that's no longer an issue.
That's correct. As I mentioned, the micro-nose allows you to not damage the work surface by pushing against it. Eliminating oil keeps oils or contaminants getting on your work. It keeps the tool cleaner and potentially keeps your work surface as well cleaner. And there's no guesswork by the user on how much oil they would have to put in the product. They're designed to operate without it and give you the same long life.
And by keeping the tool cleaner, does that also help prevent jams?
Yes. You get less buildup gunk inside the tool. Again, it's designed so that you get the same long life, but not any of the negative drawbacks that you have with oil products.
Now, what about controlling the depth of the nail? Is there a way to do that? Because sometimes with thin material, you want the brad to not sink as much as it might be if the material is thicker.
Yeah, great point, Tom. One of the benefits of having a separate contact trip is that most tools today, you adjust that up or down with a dial, usually around the somewhere located on the tool, and that increases or decreases the space between the tool and the work, and that allows you to set the nail deeper or less. We can still adjust our nose up and down, and we did not lose that feature. We have actually built it where when you adjust our mechanism, the nose will move up or down and let you set it so that you can properly set your nail heads and your material.
That makes a lot of sense. And one last question before I let you go. One of the fun things that I think about using these tools is when you get a chance to use them in sequential operation. I mean, all guys just to like go bang, bang, bang with these things, right? So how does that happen in light of the new design?
Our trigger system allows you to select what a mode of operation you want to use. It comes from the factory set at sequential, which means you have to put it against the work, fire once, then repeat the process. But if there is also a mechanism, a wheel that basically allows you to turn it and put it into contact fire, which means that you can fire if you hold the tool against the work and pull the trigger as many times as you want, it'll fire as rapidly as you pull the trigger.
So when you want to run down that whole piece of trim, you can get sequential shots and get a job done that much quicker.
That's correct.
Great. We are talking to George Silvera, a global product manager for Bostitch, about the new Bostitch brad nailer with the world's first smart point nose that makes nail placement easier in tight spaces. When is the product due to be launched?
Launches in March 2013.
And the estimated retail price?
About $119.
That's fantastic. And you can find the product at home centers, mail order retailers, and tool distributors and hardware stores. And if you'd like more information about the new Bostitch Smart Point 18 gauge brad nailer, you can check it out at bostitch.com. That's BOSTITCH.com.
Thank you for having me on.
Money Pit. Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.